VI Consortium. He's the publisher,
yeah,
and the editor and the owner for VI Consortium. And today was a big day for news because it's going to determine where the Virgin Islands is going to be going, what direction we're going to be going. And the decision was made, of course, with the ABR today.
Yes.
And you're the reason why I call you because your media services broke it first.
Yes, we broke it first. We were covering the story from the onset. As you know, Virgin Islanders know, it is the biggest story right now in the VI concerning the ABR Hovensa agreement.
Okay.
And today, this the full body in St. Thomas voted to literally kill the deal. So there's no more. They did not ratify it, and they got to go back to the drawing board. It was voting 13-2. It was voted against. So you have most of the senators disagreeing with the agreement, and only Senator Samuel Sanis and Senator Judy Buckley voting in favor of the deal. So as it stands right now, that deal is over.
So for those listening, there's no ABR.
No ABR.
So no Hovensa. So what do you think is going to happen next? What's going to happen next, you think?
Well, Hovensa said that it would close, it would shut down permanently if this particular deal did not go through. And the government said that if the Senate voted against the bill, then they would have to go into litigation with Hovensa, trying to get certain obligations that Hovensa, tax monies that Hovensa have, owes the government. So what you have now is other companies also who wanted to get into the debate, wanted to get into the process. We're going to see if that happens. But as it stands now, the refinery, according to Hovensa, is going to permanently shut down. And so we're going to see what is the next step moving forward. We don't know as of yet.
So do you know approximately when they said this is going to happen? Do you have a date or what they're, according to Hovensa?
According to Hovensa, by February, mid-February, there should be, as it relates to gasoline now, oil, they won't be providing local gas stations with any more gasoline, with any more gas, and they've already provided their employees with the letters telling them that, you know, I can't remember the exact date.
They had given a
90 day notice that they're going to be laid off,
and they did that last month.
So you have almost about two more months
for the employees. And so they have locally right now approximately about 100 employees in there,
about 100 employees in the refinery as we speak, and so they are going to be laid off. And so we have to wait to see what is going to happen next as it relates to the refinery. We all hope that something good happens, but Hovensa has decided come today and the bill is not, the agreement is not ratified, then they would permanently shut down.
Wow. So this can definitely create panic in the business community.
Yeah.
It can create pandemonium because everybody, it's going to affect us. Everybody's going to hold back. Everybody's going to wait to see what direction is going in. We have waited.
Yes.
A lot of business people are starting to panic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you're going to have and you've had it before. If you listen to the testimony, a lot of the business owners who were at the Senate, they testified that, we need to ratify this particular agreement because we don't know where we will go from here if the refinery is closed, especially with the 100 employees remaining. However, you had those on the other side who argued that, well, we could probably get a better agreement than what the ABR folk put forth. So on one end, you have a portion of the community that's rejoicing, saying, well, you know what, there may be light, right, at the end of the tunnel. And then you have particularly business owners who are always concerned with the bottom line and where that next dollar is going to come from. They are saying today is not such a rosy day for the Virgin Islands.
Now, since you've been covering this story, you mentioned light at the end of the tunnel with a new administration going in.
Yeah.
So what do you think's going to, do you think that the new administration might have or may have access to resuscitate this deal and start a new negotiation?
Well, with insider knowledge, I know that the incoming administration would love a chance to have a crack at the deal.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's the ABR-VI agreement or whether it's another company. They wanted to, have a chance to go in there, be at the table. And to be quite honest, the MAP administration incoming, a deal, whether it went through or not, would affect his administration. The most.
So either way, but it's still going to affect it either way.
Yes, either way.
Which way it voted today, because now, they were saying now with the monies that would have been coming in, because he's going in, the new administration is going in with no money.
Yes.
So he's going to need money, some capital to actually start his process of governing and building rebuilding the infrastructure, which is broken.
Yes.
So now saying all that, Either way.
Either way. I mean, it is indeed a tough situation. You've had even, you know, Governor-elect Mapp himself saying, cautioning the Senate to move slowly with this agreement.
That was his word.
That was his word. Yeah, move slowly. Yeah. And he went into detail saying, well, we got to take our time and decipher, break this thing down, because it is an extended deal with a 40-year, a potentially 40-year contract.
Contract.
So take your time with it. Those were his words.
Word.
Take your time with it, and let's do something. As it relates to where we are right now, we don't know what is in the mind of Governor-elect Mapp, but as we've just stated, there's one portion of the community who are saying, okay, let's go to the next step now, let's see what happens, and another portion who are pretty disappointed with what occurred today.
Wow, so, I mean, Fuzzy, a person like yourself, you worked in Hovenza at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so a lot of people were more optimistic because they're like, okay, cool, we're going to go back to work, etc. It was one of those double-edged swords because we need the money, we need the help now.
Yes.
But then some people are looking on 99 years long-term, our great-grandkids, our great-great, what's going to happen then?
Yes.
So some people are looking in hindsight,
And
then some people are looking at an immediate fix.
Yes.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then that's a good point of debate, you know? Where do we move from here? Is Hovenza going to hold fast to its threats of shutting down completely, or are they going to? Or are they willing to come back again at the table and say, "Let's try and make something happen"? We're going to see what happens from today.
Okay, man. We just interrupted DJ Fuzzy Afternoon.
No,
it's an interruption because it's breaking news.
It's breaking news.
This is news that just happened, and we were trying to get this information. We went to VI Consortium. Mm-hmm. Ernest Gilbert, we're here live, and we're just bringing the news live here. Breaking news on Highline 5. I'm Glenn Joe with Ernest Gilbert from VI Consortium, who's the publisher, the editor, and the owner. And he broke the story first. I called him. I said, Ernest, come down to the station. Let's talk. Let's do a quick minute because people need to know. This is going to affect all Virgin Islanders.
Every last one of us.
Even if you're playing your music, people need to know this because this is important.
Yeah.
So if you're joining us, tell us once again what the vote is and what happened with the ABR deal, Ernest.
So the vote is 13-2, and the majority of the senators voted against the ABR agreement that was signed between the government, the De Jong administration, and the company Atlantic Basin Refining. Now, what you had was the Senate was supposed to either ratify or reject the deal. If they went into ratification, that deal would now go to Hovenza and ABR, and ABR would proceed then to purchase the refinery, and then they would move forward with their plans. However, as it stands today, the Senate rejected the agreement, and we're going to move forward with a brand new deal, hopefully. But as it stands right now, we just got to wait and see what happens.
Okay, let's see if we got a call. That might be Kat. We can go to...
Hello? 95.
Hello, I-95.
Can't keep a good island down.
Oh, okay. He said you can't keep a good island down. That's what he was saying.
All right.
He said,
and that speaks to the optimism of the people too. Mm-hmm. You have one segment of the community who, understandably so, are disappointed by what transpired on today. More pointedly, the business community, because of course they're concerned about that bottom line. Where is that money going to come from? Employment and commerce. Mm-hmm. And then you have another segment of the community who sees an opportunity, perhaps, right, to move forward with something that may better benefit the people of the Virgin Islands. So we gotta wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, the people in real estate was hoping that they can rent out their apartment.
Right.
You know, the rest. Yeah, the people in real estate, they were optimistic about renting out their apartments. Maybe the restaurants.
Yes.
They were hoping and being able to sell more food, bringing more people here.
Yes.
It's all connected. You know.
95, you are live. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I hear in the news, and you know, I want to recognize the fact that we in St. Croix, we are mighty people, and we have to be wise in our decisions. And I think that Hovenza and ABR, nobody should strong-arm the people of the Virgin Islands. And I think that the senators moved wisely. And I think that we, by them treating us the way they have treated us over the years, we have developed an immunity. Yes, we know we need some quick fixes, but let me tell you something. This decision needed more cogitation, needed more thought. This is not a decision for an impulsive move. You have to calculate, you have to strategize. We have to do things in a way that impacts our society from generation to generation in a good way, in a positive way. And to you brothers out there, let's come together as a people, encourage one another, network with one another. St. Croix was the breadbasket of the Caribbean.